Okay, we are holding in Simon Ayin Aleph. We are up to Beis. Says the Mechaber, B'meh Devam Amorim V'chol. We're talking about when a person is exempt from Shema. That's talking about on a weekday. Aval v'Shabbos chayev kol hayom ad ha'erev im mashrich al hatchum le'sasei v'tarchi kivura. So if you would be literally hanging out by the border, the Tchum Shabbos, in order to leave as soon as Shabbos is over to take care of things, avalim eino mashrich al hatchum, you're not waiting until it gets dark to leave the tchum. Chayev gam la'is erevir. Chayev also at the nighttime, as we'll see, because the kvura is not going to be taking place then. The yom tov sheni, second day yom tov, dinu kechol, that's considered to be like a weekday, le'inin kvura. Ayin simin, tavkof mem chesif, hey. The yom tov rishon, on the first day yom tov, imrots lekovro bo beyom, aide oide kechovim, dinu kechol. So that's what the minug amongst the chesidim, they do kvura on first day yom tov. V'im eina wrote lekovro, Shabbos. If you're not going to bury, then it's going to be a din like Shabbos. So Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Ches, Chay v'chol brachos. You have to say all of these brachos v'chol hamitzvos. Zulas devarim shibitzin, except for the things that are done privately. Umot leilech lebeis haknesses. The oval is the oni is allowed to go to the shul. Tess, tchum, you're hanging out by the border of the town to leave in order to get preparations right afterwards. Hu adin b'makom shetzarech lehoshiv giboyim la'acher mincha la'hashvoiz ba'ad makom kavura. You're going to have a giboyim going to be taking care of the burial place. Olasok b'shar tzarech and he's going to take care of the needs of the mace. So in Dershu 23, elaborates a little bit. V'im tzarech ha'onin lachshov b'shabes al sidrei halvai. You have to start on Shabbos. They're going to be thinking about arranging how Levi is going to take place. Going on Makom, Hakavur, where they're going to be buried, Arpusum, Hamodos, how they're going to publicize people, Chedoyimitz, Tendas, Shlomo Zaman, Orbach, Shepotahu, Ba'oisa Zman, Minkiyam Mitzvahs, Af Be'emza Hayom. So according to this, since you're dealing with the funeral arrangements on Shabbos, because this is Shlomo Zaman, Orbach, you are going to be Potter. On Hosif, She'efshe, She'gam, B'shah, She'choshe, Be'inyonim, Elu, Mikom Makom, Rashoyhu, Lehafsik, Lezman, Katzar, Lekai Mitzvahs. You can take a break from this for a little bit to perform the mitzvah. Okay, you have to consider this more, but that's what Shlomo Zalman Aruch says. Here you have Chochma Sodom is in the Mishnah Berurah was quoting. Sivkatan Yud, Eino Machshiv, he's not going to be hanging out by the edge of the town in order to leave as soon as possible. Kosovataz nearly says an interesting thing. Kevin Sheshalav Chiv Esa, he since he is Chayav at this point in time, it is Shabbos. Yeshal Likros Kriyashma al Shal Arviz Ba'oyom. So he should still say the nighttime Shema while it's still daytime, while it's towards the end of the day. Afabish Eina Kahal Korin Kriyashma El Belayli, even though the Tzibur is not going to be davening until after Shabbos is over. Mikomokam Zeshi Hiye Potter Belayli, when nighttime he's going to be Potter, Lo Yevat Menu Omalcha Shemaim, so then he's going to miss out on saying the Shema. That's the Taz says. The Taz says, again, you should say the Shema, however, not in Greece to this. Aval b'mogin avram sivkat and gimel mashmir de ain silver cane. You should not do this. V'chein kozel rabba the lo yikra kriya Shema ubirchos mi ba'od yom. You should not say Shema in the brachos before it's nighttime. V'chol shekin certainly shlo yispal don't daven to the Shemona Esrei. V'nir de yikra kriya Shema below brachos. He says the Shema without the brachos. V'motzei Shabbos yoicha below havdal. He'll eat Motzi Shabbos without making Havdalah. V'lo yispal, he's not going to daven la'acha she'kavir ha'meis yavdil afilu ad sof yom shlishi. Then after the kavir happens, then he's going to go ahead and make Havdalah. You can make it up until Tuesday. Because we know that Shabbos, in a certain sect, is the culmination of the week. But in a certain different aspect, it's really the midpoint of the week. That we have 3 days leading up till Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's why we say L'chun R'vanana by the Shir Shoyom on Wednesday already. Because we're starting, we're beginning to connect to the next upcoming Shabbos. And that light of Shabbos extends for 3 days after it. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are still Shaykh. And therefore you could still say Havdalah. And the Dershu he brings down in 23... I read that one. 25 is what I'm looking at. Le'ini nesias malacha below havdala. Could you do malacha without that? So kosher going Shlomo Zalman Orbach shekevin she'onin potem havdala since he is exempt from it. Lechein therefore mutahu gam be'asias malacha. You could do it. Mikol malchum kosher b'shem achronim she'tov she'gam onin yomer koinim asias malacha baruch hamavdil ben kodesh lechol ulam below shem malacha. So just as baruch shem. I'm sorry, baruch hamavdil. And he does it. The im shama havdalah me acher. Someone else is making havdalah. The kivin letzeis bo yidechom, and he has a mind. Yotze with the guy's havdalah. Kosev b'rechay Yosef b'shem shut beis David sheyotze yidechov. That works. Vehevi Shaharosh, Bahanhagos Maimonios, Kosu, Mefurash, no, Shalo Yotz, you're not Yotze. Misaim Shemikomokim, Yishlikayim, as Dino, Shalhabez Dove, Volyachshul Havdil. So you should not go ahead and make Havdalah. What if he didn't know? What if he didn't realize he went ahead and make Havdalah anyway and realized he was an Onain? So then, Dir Shapu says, Ve'im Lo Yodashu Onain. And he made Kabbalah, called the Das Torah, brings there, She Yotze Yede Chova. He is going to be Yotze in that case. Okay, that was Dirshu 25. Fine, let's go on to Yud Aleph. Dino Kechol. This is going back on the point that if it's Yom Tov Sheni has like a status, like a weekday. Vafilu ain't a right to the cover. Even he's not going to want to bury the person. Mikomokom chalav kol dina aninus. He still has the status of an onin. Vadavka sheyochel the kovro elishu ain't a right to. This is when he has the ability to do the kavur, but he doesn't want to. Avim iev shal the kovro machmas eid ogne gilulin or onis achir. Let's say it's a goyish shahaliday or something like that, and the cemeteries are closed. He cannot bury him if he wanted to. In that case, lo chalav aninus. Then the aninus does not kick in. Because of Chachmas Adam, Deim Meis Lo Meis B'Yom Tov B'Shachris B'Shas Tefilu B'Mokum Shahaminag La Hoshiv Gibayim, the place where they set up people to take care of this, Lo Yochel Lekabtzam Al Achar Tefia. Right, they're not going to gather people together until after the davening is over. Lo Cholav Az Aninos V'Chayv LeHispal. He's not yet an owning because he can't do anything. Therefore, he's chayv to daven. The Havi Kima Onis. It's like something's beyond its control. V'Chein B'Leil Yom Tov Afilu Shel Yom Tov Shein. Even the night. And even on the night of a second of Yom Tov, his scheme agreed. Moru havechronim the yikadesh mikkidesh v'yispalel hakol ve'ein bo din onin. It's not onin because again, there's nothing to be done at that point on behalf of the nifter. Mitam she'ein derech l'kvar b'lailu. You know the meaning is not to do the burial at night. Umotu bechol chutz milim ha'tori. He's not do everything except for learning. Mipnei shehu misameach because the simcha the person has from learning. Then we're not be allowed to do that while he's in Onin. V'chol ze le'inyin Yom Tov. This is all talking about Yom Tov. Aval le'inyin Chob on a weekday, bein b'layla bein b'yom. Whether it's nighttime, whether it's daytime, afili im yesh eze minia min ha'geboyim she'en mitkabzim. Maybe with something external that just he can't get everybody together to help out. Afili hochi chalanis. Nevertheless, he still is an Onin. Mi shehischir le'hispalel. Person started davening, olikro shema, and he started saying the shema, and then, in the middle of the davening, in the middle of a shema, v'nasa onin pitom, someone passed away. O yigmor o yifsak. So what should he do? Should he finish or should he stop? That's a machlokus. Yesh deus b'zeh bein achronim. There's a machlokus, and here in 28, quotes who says what? Chazon Ish, I'm reading 28 now, because of shetzorech lahafsik, he should stop. Right, so if it stops, someone has a chiv karis, it certainly would stop the davening over here. So everyone is considered meis mitzvah to their relatives. He leaves it off with a tzarech in. Okay. V'hosif Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal Shladasa Chazon Ish Af Shliach Tzibur Shenodelo Be'emtzah Chazoras Hashatz Shenase Onen Olav Lahafzik. You'd have to stop in the middle of the Chazoras Hashatz. Okay, just in parentheses now, back here in the Mishnah Berurah, it says Ayin B'Chachmas Adam Klal Kuf Lametesif Hey Dedaitu Kashvus Yaakov V'Sharei Tshuva Hevi Harbe Achronim Hamatzrichin Lifsok. Okay, fine. Let's start Gimel now. Says the Mechaber. Hamishamer es hameis, person who is being shomer, who is watching, protecting the body from, they used to have rodents and stuff like that, that had really a real, a physical shmir to protect it from nothing happening to it. Afila ein hameiso potter, even if it's on his own, he's nevertheless potter. What is he potter from? Says Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel, Yud Beis, potter. Mikriya Shema utfila v'chol mitzvos. Bipnei shu osik b'mitzvah. That's our klal. Osik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. Sheshomer min ha-achbarim. You're watching it from the rodents, the mice, they don't come to, do anything to chas v'shalom defile the body. V'afilu b'svina, and even on a boat, chayshin l'achvarim. We're even concerned about this on a boat. V'eina rashoy az l'hachmin al'atzma, was not permitted to be strict from themselves and do this. V'afilu ho'yoshev chutz la'arba amos, even if you're standing beyond 4 amos, 7 feet 3 inches from the mace. Ayma shekasav nil'el b'simin lamed ches. Okay, that's talking about tefillin. Now we go to, hey, ha'choyfer kever l'mace potter, one who's digging the grave is potter. Afil b'shas nucho mat, even when he's resting a little bit. Did I skip? I skipped. Oops. Okay, sorry. One second. Let's go back to Dalad. Hai shnayim mishamrim. If two people are being watching the body. Zeh mishamer vezeh korei. One of them guards it, and the other one reads. Va'achakach mishamer zeh v'korei zeh. And then they switch, and the other one who is protecting the body from the mice will read, and then the other one will say Shema. Sorry, Dalet. That was Dalet. Hey, Hachoyfer kever lemeis potter. He's potter. So now we go back in Yud Gimel. Potter afilim shas nuchum at. Even he's resting. It's one guy here. He's still resting. Shagam az nikra adayin oisei b'mitzvah. Even the resting is part of the mitzvah. Why? I'm not doing anything. No, the answer is you are. Sha'ai deze, by resting, yischaze koicher lachzer lachbor. You're going to have more koach now, more strength to go back and dig the grave. So there's a big musar in this idea. Sometimes resting is also being oseik b'mitzvah, because the person's resting, so they can have koach, they can have strength to learn better, to daven better. That's part of it. Again, obviously within reason, you can't sleep 18 hours a day and say, I need my koach to daven. Okay, but you see here from this adin of here that's still called oseik b'mitzvah in your potter when you are resting. Good, that was hey, vav. You have two or more people who are digging the grave. Anybody who need at one time the grave, they're all potter. If there are additional people besides who actually need right now to dig, so then they should slip away the corner, they should read. And then return back. So then they switch out, and they substitute, they tag. They tag the other guy, he takes a break, and they read, and then they goes back. Okay. Vav in the Mishnah Berurah is Yudalid. Vachem, the other ones, Roitzel means like this. Venim Sheshakarukum. It comes out that everybody is going to be reading the Shema. Velo Nisbatel Shum Dover Me'esek HaKever. You're not going to be missing out anything from performing the Kavura Klal Afilo Regam. Meaning, because there's always going to be someone who's working on it. But you have many people working at that point, and then the other ones take care of what they need to take care of at that time. That was Vav. Last one is Zion in the Simon. Also, likros kriya shema toich arba amos shalmeis. You're not allowed to what's it called? To say a shema within the dal amos of them. That's loeg l'rash. You're mocking the dead. You're mocking the poor person who can no longer do mitzvos, right? So you can't do a toch arba amos shalmeis bebeisa kvoros, or in a cemetery v'im kora. And if you do lo yotza, we'll see. That's a kanas. That's a penalty that you shouldn't be doing this. Tesvav, the Mishnah Berurah says Kriyashma Hu Hadin Loimer Kaddish Vishar Divrei Kedusha, that you're not supposed to be saying any of these things. However, if you see in 29, the Dishu says Kisha Omrim Kaddish Letzarech Hames Ol Chvod. If you're saying Kaddish on behalf of them, so in that case, Kosav Gesher Chaim. That's one of the most important works in Hilchos Avelos. Shehamina Gloomro Afila Toch Arba Amos Shalmes. You could still say that next to the grave itself. Shekev and Shezel Letzarko Ol Chvodo Ein Bezem Mishum Loi Grash, because you're saying it as a covet to the person, so it's not considered to be mocking him in any way. In 30, it's interesting. Levarich al brokim v'ra'amim. If you have thunder or lightning with basic verse, haragon nisim karlitz, he brings down over here not to say it. Where's that? Skipping to the back. She'ein lo levarich mishum lo agrash, af shehu birchas brocha overas. Even though you're going to you're going to miss out on that. Okay, back inside now in the Mishnah Berurah, Hatam Mishum Loig Lurash. The reason we don't do this is because we're mocking them. Tezayin, Obebeis HaKvoros, in the cemetery itself. Again, one was talking about Chutzlis, you're buying the presence of the mace. Mace Motel Lefonav, you can't do within the Dalams, or in the actual cemetery. Ayin the El, Besimin Mem Hei, Sif Kotin, Aleph, Mishnah Berurah, Mashe Kasav Nisham, Le'inyin Lichnos, Betocha Betfilin, Behu Hadin, Le'inyin Zeh. So again, we talked over there about a cotton, not to they can be very exalted in the Shalom. You see, they're not chayv in mitzvos. So it's not considered me mocking them. The Teretz is, they maybe had a Gilgul, a very exalted neshama. They passed away early because they fixed everything they needed to fix in this world. So nevertheless, we were still, even in front of a cult, there's not technically chayv in mitzvos. We would not wear talis and tefillin in front of them because of this concept. What was that? That was Tezayin, Yudzayin, Lo Yotza. This is the Knas. Why are you not Yotza? You said it. They gave a penalty because you went against what they said to do. Afilu ha'yishoy, even was an accident. However, that's the Ram. Ravid cholek, the Ravid argues with severe lay, and he says the ain't tzarich lachzor likros. You don't have to repeat it again. Kaven de b'makom ha'hu ha'yaroy likros bo. This place you could say it. Rak mishum loig the rash, because this concept of loig the rash right? We tell you not to. Nevertheless, yotze b'diavad. After the fact, you are yotze. Ladino, what? Who do we paskin like? Le'inyin kriyishma hiskim ha'achonim lachush l'divrei ha'rambam lachzli kros. We should be concerned about the Rambam who says that you are not yotze. So you should go back and repeat it. Avo im beirach al hispalo ein achoizer. So we would, yes, go back to repeat the Shema, but we would not go back and make brachos again. Le'inyin Birkos Kriya Shema, in that case of the brachos of the Shema itself, Mistapik Prima Godim Ayin Sham Tamo. So he has a suffix as to what to do, and suffix brachos Lahakil. Okay, that concludes Simin Ayin Aleph.